chance to see him in action. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The North American Manure Expo coming up next Wednesday, August 22nd at Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin. Kevin Erb is Conservation Training Coordinator for University of Wisconsin Extension. He says this started 11 years ago as a demonstration of GPS capability for commercial applicators. It has grown dramatically to include dairy farmers, livestock producers, and others.
We really split the day into a couple of different parts. And early in the morning, they're going to see the things going on at the manure storage itself. Middle of the day are education sessions, and we have experts from across the Midwest, from South Dakota, North Dakota, to Arkansas, that are coming in and actually talking about the latest research in manure management. That's followed by the afternoon equipment demonstrations. But if we look at some of the things that are being talked about, sprinkler irrigation of manure, using center pivot and stationary irrigation systems to take the liquid from manure after digester, after settling, and irrigate that on standing crops. We've got an individual from the Dairy Forage Research Center talking about the timing of manure applications. We've got the presentation on the research that kind of looks at how manure is applied, how we can reduce odor, how we can improve air quality, all the way to OSHA and some of the research that I've done looking at the impact of heavy ag equipment on rural and township roads. We've got a presentation on managing sand bedding. We've got another one on GPS technology, actually an applicator that's been using GPS technology for more than 10 years. When it comes to the manure storage, we're going to have a couple of different companies that have boats and dredges out there that are actually going to be demonstrating how they're using this technology to get the solid, the sand off of the bottom of the lagoon. We've got smartphone apps, and they're actually using some of those apps to control application in the field. After lunch and after the education sessions, we move into the field demos in a big growth area, especially with separators, digesters, and how farmers are handling manure, is solid manure management. And so I've got 10 different companies that are bringing solid spreaders in, and we're really going to see some innovations in how we're managing solid dairy, beef, and poultry manure. We've got companies bringing in the drag lines, so we're going to look at how we can irrigate manure, including one company that's built an overpass, so instead of running the drag line through the culvert for the state highway, they're running it over, and the DOT has approved that. So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be looking at tankers with different types of injector toolbars, and wrapping up the day with a live-action manure spill response demo we're doing jointly with the DNR. We're going to release somewhere between 4 and 10,000 gallons of manure, create a simulated spill, and show folks how to contain it, clean it up, and to minimize any environmental concern.
The trade show opens up 7:30 Wednesday morning, August 22nd. It's at the USDA Dairy Forage Research Center, 4.5 miles north of Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin, on Highway 78. Just visit manureexpo.com for all the details. Kevin Erb with University of Wisconsin Extension. I'm Bob Meyer, managing for profit on Brownfield. Ag News for America.